It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
In a football game once, a guard had an opportunity to intercept a pass on a very crucial play. The guard tried as hard as he could to hang on to that ball, but he dropped it. It was a movement he was unfamiliar with. A fellow teammate, a defensive back who was familiar with pass intercepting, became very angry at the guard. He even went to the sideline and asked the coach to take the guard from the game, but the coach refused. A few plays later, that same person fumbled the ball while attempting to score the winning touchdown. He looked at the guard with whom he had become very upset only a few plays earlier. The guard looked at him, but said nothing. He had a look of understanding on his face. Well, the backfield man came over to the sidelines and sat down on the bench. He hung his head in shame. The coach came over, put his hand on his shoulder, and said, "We all make mistakes, son. Now get back in there and do the best you can." You know, before you throw a stone, take a look at yourself. None of us are without our faults and flaws, and we have no right to throw a stone unless we are perfect. Too many times we can see the error of another while overlooking our own. It takes no special skill to see the good points we possess and the bad which another has. Usually it only takes a little human nature at work. Sometimes those who are the quickest to find fault know the least about redeeming love. We may not have all sinned alike, but we all alike have sinned. When you look at yourself first, really look at yourself, you find it hard to throw a stone at someone else. The longer one follows this carpenter from Galilee, and the more he loves him, the slower he is to point an accusing and condemning finger. Too many of us require standards in others which we ourselves never try to reach. You know, the person who made a mistake doesn't need condemnation. He needs forgiveness and understanding and another chance. We're told in the book of books that he who loved us did not come into the world to condemn us, but to redeem us. I'm afraid that many times our message has been too much condemnation and too little redemption. I recall a parable the carpenter told about two men who went up to the temple to pray. You remember it. One prayed about how good he was, while the other sincerely begged for forgiveness. If I'm not mistaken, it was the man who thought he was so good who was rejected, and the man who begged for forgiveness who was accepted. The important thing to remember is this: our Maker loves us even if we aren't perfect. If he loved only those who were perfect, I'm afraid he would not have anyone to love. Men may scorn us and condemn us when we make a mistake, but the carpenter loves us and can still use us. Don't make it a habit in your lifetime to throw stones. You don't make yourself any bigger by making another a little smaller. Give a little help, for the time will come when you will need all the help you can get.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.